what a year to be a teenager. From the pandemic to virtual school, some teens are now turning to art and music to express what they've been going through. In Nashville, some teens have put together a new record called Sing Through the Quarantine with the help of a mentorship songwriting program, Girls Write Nashville. Paige Flager of WPLN has more.
Are you human? Like being black in this world means I'm nothing.
In her song 2020 Vision, 15-year-old Tiana Williams set out to try and process how it felt to be a black teenager this past year.
All throughout 2020, whenever I will open up my TikTok, that's all you will hear is no justice, no peace. Because of the shootings, the killings, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. And it's saddening because that's my race. And it's kind of hard for me personally because I lost a family member, friend to gun violence 2 years ago now.
Williams says she was really struggling with her mental health. But the group Girls Write Nashville helped her channel those emotions into her song. Song album really runs the gamut of teenage emotions. There's a bedroom pop tune comparing love to a contagious virus. And there's even a gritty screamo song about the pandemic.
You know, I know this is gonna sound crazy, but yes, screaming my heart out about the pandemic did make me feel better.
Lee Mian is the 15-year-old mastermind behind the madness of the song called Pandemic.
At the time, I feel like it was so cathartic. I don't know, all my songs are like vents. And so I think it's very fitting for the song. The song's not complex, it's just emotive.
For the last 5 years, Girls Write has strived to create a safe space where teens can share their experiences and make music together. Musician Ellen Angelico helps the young songwriter's vision come to fruition.
I'm like a kid conduit.
But this year was nothing typical. Angelico says creating music without being in the same room made it harder to forge that bond.
We were much more disconnected necessarily from the kids and from their ideas.
But those new challenges brought new opportunities too. This year, students recorded their songs at home using what was already at their fingertips, their cell phones. They even learned some song production skills with the app BandLab for Education before passing their recordings off to female studio musicians like Ryan Medora. Medora adapted her bass parts for a whole range of musical genres for the album, from Tiana Williams' gospel-infused song.
It's just very simple root notes. There's a little bit of movement between chords.
To something a bit more hardcore for Mian's screamo song. But she says her participation in the program is about more than just helping round out the song. It's about the example it sets for the students.
I started playing bass when I was 14, 15 years old. You're 14, 15 years old and you play bass. So it's very possible that 10, 15, 20 years from now, you could be on this side of the session glass.
That sort of inspiration has always been the goal of Girls Write Nashville. But in a year as chaotic as 2020, showing the power of music was all the more important. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.
My mind and my body can't